Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nyeda kusaba oyongere Katonda kitaffe ngali zamani.
I'm going to request you add God the Father a mighty hand clap.
Umwebaza yasinzira waguru egoli ona.
Thank him based above all the heavens.
Nakuruzo kube ekintu.
And he thinks you be something.
Nakuruzo kube ensonga.
And he thinks you to be a matter to him.
Ngali waguru egoli ona.
He is above all the heavens.
Bible yemwogera ko bulungi.
Bible speaks of him well.
Oyobu 28.
Job 28, verse 23, up to 24, that he sees through all the heavens and all the earth. He will see through all the heavens and all the earth. He is above all. But when he says, see how he spots you, and he counts you to be a matter, and he counts you to be his offspring, he who is most high. Stand up on your feet.
Omwongere engalo.
And made a hand clap.
Omwebaze.
Yes, you thank him.
Omugambe kitaffe.
Tell him, Father.
Kitegeranga osinzira waguru
wekulu. And you place above the heavens.
Nombaro kube nsonga.
You count me be a thing.
Nombaro kube zaderio.
Count me be your offspring.
Nombaro kube musikawo.
You count me your hair.
Webale kitaffe muyize byo
byonna. Thank you, Father Almighty.
Era manyi bulungi.
I know well.
Tibefese sure yokuna.
And Ephesians 4.
Olinyo lomwe na lwe 10.
Verses 9 to 10.
Rugamba nti oli waguru.
Above the heavens.
Above
all the heavens.
Above
the heavens.
Above the heavens.
Joshua 24. We cannot serve you.
You've
chosen us.
Make
us worth of our call. As the second
Thessalonians,
chapter 1 verse 11. We pray for you always. Make you worth of your
calling.
Every good
work.
Every good work.
Faith.
Thank you for counting us a thing.
We hope
to glorify you.
We have seen
Ephesians 4. The verse 6, and one God, Father of all,
is
above all,
he
passed through all,
he
works in all.
Then you
choose to work with your Lord.
Then you
thank him. Your voice say, Father, I appreciate, Lord. I thank you for counting me to the
fact
that you
are
drawing me to your throne. Thank you to call me child. Everyone is your child.
But
I remember
John
chapter 1 verse 12.
When I gave
your son Jesus, you gave your son, gave
you
power to become your child.
And
who am I? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You
bless above the heavens.
In Jeremiah 23
25. Even though you are far,
anything
can hide from you.
You have another.
I say by grace.
chigambo cha Katonda era nga naye Katonda nawe okimanyi nawe okimanyi kubanga Yokana emukumi na nnya yayambala mubiri n'alabisibwa gye tuli n'ayisa mu bye tuyitamu yiyi webaza omugambe Yesu wakola ky'amaanyi wakola ky'amaanyi kiriba ky'amaanyi ky'amaanyi kiriba ky'amaanyi oweresa ebitiibwa okusoma ko mba Filipo tine wankubadde waliwo enkana Katonda tewakirowooza wasalawo obeere omuddu otuuke paaku musalaba onfiriire nsaani g'olabanga ensonga ate n'ompa amagezi n'entegeera bwe wanfiiriira babeka mukama bootawadde kutegeera tiwabafiiriira neeraba nze ompadde okutegeera tiwafiiriira nze wabonaabona ku lwange bangi bakwogerako bingi nti mukama wabba embaawo tiwakkuba byonoono byo tibyali bya isirayiri yekka laba nalize mukama weebale weebale yesu weebale yesu newankubadde ebiri muguna ebiri ku nsi biri mugwe nga bwe nsoma mu bakolosaayo emu kumi na nnya paka olwabiri naye mukama laba bi byonna nga biri mugwe wabireka n'ojoonoonya enze endiga emu eyali ebuze nkusomako mu Yokaana 15 onya olusooka paka olwokutaano tegwe muzabbiibu ogwa ddala nze ndi ttabi mazima oleka otya ekikolo kye kituula n'ojja noonoonya amatabi nga nze nali nzise nali mmeze enzirugaze nali sikyasobola kubala bibala n'ojja onnoonya onnimire onnongoose ontemeretemere mbala ebibala ebikitaffe sikulwa nga ntema ku muzabbiibu n'enkala n'asuula mu nnyanja y'omuliro weebale yesu weebale yesu wakola kinene laba ate ku bujjuvu bwe kwe naweebwa ye Yokaana esula esokonyolo 16 ntolwe ku kisa ku kisa ku bujjuvu bwe kwe naweebwa nzaani eyaweebwa ku gwe yesu sooka owulire wulira nti ye erwazi olulamu naffe tuli mayinja agaggibwa ku ye weewaawo ayogera mu Isaayi 51 n'agamba nti mwe abanoonya mukama era abanoonya obutuukirivu mutunulire olwazi bw'omwaggibwa tukwebaza olwazi bw'obulamu bwaffe weebale yesu weebale yesu weebale yesu weebale gwe ekkubo lyange sandirabise naye nayita mu ggwe okulabika yegwe mazima siriiwo okuggyako nga w'oli gwe mazima siri mazima n'akatono okutuuka ng'oli mazima bwe ŋŋamba nti ndi muntu obuntu bwange bubulawo oba toliiwo gw'omwana w'omuntu gw'omwana w'omuntu owa ddala nange sandibadde muntu singa saweebwa ku ggwe yegwe bulamu gwe bulamu kyonna kyempita obulamu kyonna kyendaba bw'obulamu obanga bimera obanga biwuka obanga binyonyi obanga nsolo oba byennyanja oba miti oba nnyonyi oba munyenye bantu obulamu bwabwe yegwe yesu yegwe yesu abakutendereza n'abatakutendereza kubujjuvu okwo baweebwa mukama weebale otukwatirwa ekisa ekyo weebale osaanire agani weetegeke soka osirikire
mukatonosirikirira
mukatonoolie waliwo owenjawulo ate era nga naye yeetaaga engalo ez'enjawulo oyo akulemberamu abaana ba katonda omwoyo w'amazima baruumi essula 8:14 abakulemberamu omwoyo wa katonda be baana ba katonda oyo waatali tetubeera baana tetubeera baana waatali omwoyo w'amazima nkujjukira okuva mu lubereberye essula esooka onya olusooka n'olwokubiri ensi bwe yali njereere ngaawetabudetabudde wamaamira ku ngulu ku buziba n'oyawula ekizikiza n'omusana yeggwe yatumibwa muza buli 13 n'ebitondebwa sanditondeddwa wootali singa tewakkiriza kutumibwa sanditondeddwa naye bwewakkiriza newakubadde ng'oli mukulu okwenkana kitaffe okwenkana ekigambo yesu naye wakkiriza otumibwe gyendi watumibwa n'entondebwa watumibwa eguula ensi birimu nebitondebwa bwe wamala okutonda byonna tewaddayo ku nnamulondo yo ey'ekisa eri mu masekati g'abakerubi mu esweka eri kumi wagerekereza nakyo nkulemberemu nebanze mu ggulu lyonna n'ensi bamalayika bakwenyumirizaamu abakadde abirimu abaana bakwenyumirizaamu ebiramu ebina bikwenyumirizaamu oli mu magaali gaabyo abigamba mutukuvu bakerubi abaana b'amafuta bakwenyumirizaamu yegwa bafutako amafuta bamalayika bonna bagamba waatali mwoyo mutukuvu tetuliza dde lya katonda efunyenye zigamba oyo mwoyo w'amazima yeyekka tufudde abaana kubanga tetina kye tusobodde waatali bayibuli emwogerako zakariya nnya mukaaga si lwabaanyi si lwa buyinza naye kululwa omwoyo tuyinziza byonna eggulu n'ensi w'ebiri kubanga gwatuwadde amaanyi weebale nikwatume munaana egamba bwojja otuwa amaanyi twongera amaanyi twongera amaanyi tuze bujja tuyimirize mu nnaku embi omwoyo w'amazima weebale weebale yeerekereza entebe yo zabuli 139 olunyi okutandika olw'omusanvu paka olw'ekkumi ojjula mu ggulu lyonna n'ensi era agamba tunaddukira okuva eri omwoyo wonna b'oli yegwalabisa katonda kitaffe bayibuli ekwogerako mu yokaana essula ey'okuna 24 nti katonda gwe mwoyo labako gwe katonda omwoyo gwalabisa ekitiibwa kya kitaffe weewaawo katonda kitaffe okubuna wonna yegwe weebala omwoyo mukama waffe yesu okufuga eggulu n'ensi yegwe kubanga matayo 28 yesu afuga muggulu n'eggulu kululwo gwe omwoyo kubanga bwesoma mu bakoliso ekyokubiri esula yokusatu 17 nti mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era waba omwoyo gwa mukama waffe weewaba eddembe weebale naffe tuli beetegefu omwoyo omutukuvu okwegattako okwolesa ekitiibwa kya katonda kitaffe n'ekyekigambo omwoyo omutukuvu tuli beetegefu nnyo nnyini mu yokaana essula 16 olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri pakumi na ttaano agamba nti omwoyo tayogere nga byayagadde kubanga anaatoola ku byange n'ebyange bye bya kitange n'abawa mmwe naffe tunaatoola ku byojjooli kitaffe tubyongereyo eri amawanga weebala omwoyo omutukuvu tukodeeza ekitiibwa
n'ettebe
weebala otuwanirira mu nnaku
zinoensinga
etabangaoli wamu naffe okugiza
obujjanga
buwakola edda mu
lubereriye
nga okutonda
kutandikaensi
njereeretabudetabude n'omambira kungulu ku buzima
bumazzi
luli wamambira ku mazzi amangi mambira ku mawanga maamira ku mawanga ogasa
obujjasobujja
ebirowoozo ebyayononeka sobujja ebirowoozo ebyafaafagana mu lubereberye essula ey'omukaaga ensi yatabanguka buli kirowoozo ekyali kijja mu mitima gy'abantu nga kifu kyereere waliyo okuwakana n'abantu n'olwaleero ddamu ku mulundi
guno
kayana n'amawanga lumiriza essaya ekibi lumiriza obutuukirivu lumiriza omusango omwoyo w'amazima yitamu leero nsi yonna noonya abalonde mu mukama kubanga bw'otabalonda era bw'otabanoonya teri ayinza okutunoonya naffe gwe otunoonyeza omwoyo
wamazima
onyeza amagenda
gaffe
weebale omwoyo
w'amazima
tulizadde yo ayi kitaffe
omuyinzi
tulizaddeyo yesu lwe wazaala ogwokubiri tulizaddeyo omwoyo w'amazima lyokulemberamu bulijjo okakase nga zadde lya katonda
kitaffe
otunywezi waleme okubaawo ekituyogoomya ensinga eyogomezibwa leka ekkanisa enywezebwe ennyo kibeere ekiddukiro kyabo abalemererwa eri ensinga
ekalubye
ojjuze emirembe mu kkanisa
mukama
emirembe sitaani gye yabba
mukanisa
bwe yaketta eddembe
lyaffe
n'ayingizaamu mu nkiso ebibi
obyere
ayo omwoyo omutukuvu ensinga eremererwa
tubeere
ekiddukiro ky'amawanga galokolebwe mu linnya lya mukama waffe
yesu
tukwebaza omwoyo w'amazima.
You
can sit down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the good time He's added us in His presence here. Again, we want to move on today with God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, we base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move on reach unto you. God's standard strategies fulfilling His worldwide promised call, and that call moves this year 2022, basically the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. God in His worldwide promised call, as He based in the Bible, as He based in the history, the prophecy released in all nations. He has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth with two major reasons: to stop the devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah; the second, to prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth as we head to the new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. And this God's final work on the planet Earth is the revival and the restoration. In Luganda, it's the revival and restoration. All things God spoke in His prophets were there from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament. If you know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As it speaks in Acts chapter 3, verse 20, 21. Praise Jesus much. If
you
know that revival, and
we
know that revival and restoration of all things, we are going to do it as restore the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel preached to creation in heaven and earth,
the
gospel of the kingdom of God and His righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we build the secrets of kingdom of heavens, to draw heaven to the many that they see and enter in it. For the command in Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8, it says, as you go, preach the people the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How does it get near? It draws near as we reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 23, verses
13.
There are those who shut the kingdom of heaven before the people, and themselves never enter. Everyone who tried to enter, they hindered them. But the shutting was done according to Luke 11, verse 52. When they took away the key of knowledge, the key of revelation, it means if knowledge,
no,
revelation, it is broken. Heaven gets near the people. It's open for them as revealed secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Able to fulfill very well. Matthew 13, verse 10 to 11.
Be
blessed to know secrets of the kingdom of heaven, even to reveal them to others.
Verse
in the Luke chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, nothing which was hid
Nothing was not known. In that secret, which will not be revealed, and brought in knowledge,
that
nothing hid, which will not be brought in light,
it
understood openly. Now that is the season. After God command light of knowledge shine in darkness, to enlighten and everything, and to draw heavens, praise Jesus, man. We
want to
appear even today. We move on. Is the sixth standard strategy of God fulfilling his worldwide promised call. And we've come seeing.
We have come seeing it
a couple of days. The sixth strategy, which is known as the harvesters of spirits. Take them from the world to back to heaven. In our services, in the world wide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are known as the two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Where are these harvesters based? The two God's heavenly governments on the earth. We've come read many things on them. You has not been there. And you're free to get the message. Move to hear and understand. Them. We saw the first government, which is known as God's heavenly government on the earth. It's main responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth.
And we
studied much in the midst there. When we read most in Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7,
it says,
a child is born to us, and the son is given.
Government
shall be upon his shoulders.
And
the increase of his government and peace, it will have no end. When the son Jesus was born on earth, the heavenly government had to start work on this earth as it is in heaven. That's why in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 2, Lord, we requested you teach us to pray. If you pray that, Father in heaven, Lord be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as done in heaven. Right from then, things done in heaven, they are meant to immediately start, be done on earth, basing on embassies of the living God, embassies of heaven, Holy Church of God on the earth. The only ones of the living God. Praise Jesus. So we saw the second government. God is government in the governments of the earth. Yes.
Government government is
God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government
what we call the central government. God is heavenly governments on the earth. Why it's called the central government? Because it reconciles the governments of the world. God is heavenly government on the earth, which passes through church. In the other, to tell governments of the world that God rules in their governments. 99%, and they rule 1%.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So all those were able to see them. When we read Daniel chapter 4, from verse 24 to 26,
and
on scriptures as Romans 13, verses 1 to 4, and many other scriptures. So when we left there, we were told
that
there are 8 departments in both these governments, the heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And we began to see the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. When we saw the first department,
it's
the Holy Church of God on the earth as it is in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe
Jesus Christ.
Era twala mbebulani Yesu leri
yekumenebe. So Hebrews chapter 12.
Abiri mbiri paka abiri musatu.
Verse 22 to 23.
Kurabe kadise yo muguru.
And we saw the church in heaven.
Abe batukuvune ba malaika abaliyo.
They are the only ones and the angels there.
Wamanya bingi awonno.
We knew much right there.
Tufwe kanisa to yabizine.
Truly church they are not building.
Wina kuba fabana ba Katonda.
Be us the children of God.
Tuvuba Katonda kunsi.
Only ones of God on the earth.
Kwala ba division de satu muyo.
We saw three divisions in them.
You just tegeriza atali.
You will analyze, look for them. We are not.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. And when we finished, we saw the second department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department,
department of the deacons and the bishops.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Was responsible
order.
The decency. Decency and the order. Even peace. In the holy church of God on the earth.
But
when we read
Moses,
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse
26,
33, even verse 40.
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much. And we understood that these deacons, as the first division, they are responsible for being ushers, the seers, the prayer partners, intercessors,
those
remind God,
and
many things they do. And we saw of bishops, their responsibilities to watch over the services of God in the holy church of God on the earth.
As
Romans 9 verse 4,
and
we saw another total in 12 divisions, the
sub-divisions
in there. But we saw much right there. When we finished,
you
went to the third department, God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of the judges. Department of the judges. The holy church of God in the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
You
read most 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. Judges as they were there before. As their book of Judges is. Chapter 1, the verse 1. Judges have to come back in the church.
They
handle commands rather than the judgments. Statutes and ordinances of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man. We saw
different subdivisions. Different divisions of the judges.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
When we finished,
we
went to the fifth department.
God's
heavenly governments on the earth.
Eyokuna.
The fourth department.
Department,
the fourth department, God's heavenly government on the earth, department of elders of the church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we knew much on these elders, and they must be knowing secrets, all secrets of the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God in the kingdom of heaven.
And
just as they are in heaven, when we read Revelation 4 verses 1 to 4, we saw those elders around the throne of God in heaven. And we were told that they have knowledge with them.
When
we saw Revelation 5, verses 5 and the 6,
and
the elder must be knowing secrets. Revelation 7, verses
14.
Is it not that? We saw elders must be knowing secrets. If they understood, they do not based on gray hair. Yes.
But based on
knowing secrets of kingdom of heaven. And we saw divisions in them. Three divisions.
Was
about to reveal secrets of kingdom of God, righteousness,
All secrets of kingdom of heaven.
The
gospel of our heavenly journey. The journey of salvation. Which brought us here on the world. Move us to go back home in heaven. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When we finished there, we went to the fifth department. God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of our brethren, the singers. All the musicians in the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we knew that they have to appear as it is done in heaven. You remember many scriptures we read there. As we chose the brethren musicians in the First Chronicles chapter 16. Yes. Verse
25.
Praise Jesus much. When he said, choose your brethren, the singers. We knew much. Even in heaven, their brethren, the singers. As they lead the praise. And worship of God in the spirit and in truth. And these were three, one fell. They were three cherubims who were anointed and one fell.
There are
many things right there.
The division
of our brethren singers, different divisions.
You
go back because me too. But the spirit have recapped that for you. Yes. Now hold on the Holy Spirit.
You
go revise and understand them very well. You two wasn't there, get those notes. You are going to be helped so much. Mostly in the worldwide call. Started
there
2022. Basically the nation Uganda. God's final work on this planet Earth. In the revival, in the restoration of all things, God spoke to his prophets who were there right from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament. They know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So this day, this day, we want to move on
with
the sixth department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth. You first write down there. Write it very well. Pastor Godfrey, whether it's written well. I have seen him write it down. Look to your neighbor whether they have written well.
Department,
the sixth department
for
God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of the teaching priests. Department of the teaching priests
in
the holy church of God on the earth. Yes. Write down very well.
The
Jacob says he write later when it's written in the Bible. Yes. Let me see teacher Enoch. Whether he's written down well. You too look to your neighbor. Before we move onwards, the head has to be very clear. Department of the teaching priests.
In
the holy church of God on the earth. When you write and you finish, then we move on. These ones are my responsibility to see that they reveal the fullness of God on the earth. To see that they reveal the fullness of God on the earth. His presence, even the works of his hands.
that to write down very well. Let me see whether they are writing.
Yes.
You too look to neighbor as you write.
You look
as you see what they write.
This
one's their main work.
To see
that they reveal the fullness of God on the earth.
To
manifest His presence
here.
Even the works of His hands. Praise Jesus much. They are responsible to reveal the fullness of God, to manifest His presence,
even
the works of His hands on the earth.
Yes.
This office, you can handle it.
Department,
this department, you can work within it. You know, it is not good.
Church,
not to be able to manifest God in the world. It's so bad. It is very bad. You know that that's very bad. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
So
the intention of God,
department,
department of the teaching priests on the earth, in the church of God on the earth, that they can manifest the fullness of God, the presence of God,
and
the works of God on the earth. Yes.
That
the world understand there is a God. It's upon these priests. And if they're not there, God too really appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why it begins in the Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3, as he says this. Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Erebiro bingi Isirayiri ngatalina katondo wa mazima eranga talina kabona ayigiriza eranga talina mateka.
Now for a long time Israel has been without a true God and without a teaching priest and without law. Yes.
Erebiro bingi
for a long time
Isirayiri
Israel.
Lero tumuyite kanisa.
Today we call him the church. And they do not have a true God. There are gods who never quit heaven and earth. And they are one who manifests. And they do not have a teaching priest. And they do not have the laws of God.
Now,
things even are not there. I want you to quote things. For a long time. A long time. You think that season can be to how long? Many seasons they cannot count those times. They would have said like 400 years. They would have said 10,000 years. But they say for a long time, seasons of time, they no more count. You note that number one. For the long time, it might be to which length? I will show you those seasons, the length of them. Praise Jesus much. The second, Israel has not a true God. There were which are gods by then. Israel has not a true God. If you write Israel, you can put in bracket the church. And it has not a true God. In that time they had which gods? Which gods were present by them? The third, and they have no teaching priest. Those there were doing what? Yes. Those there were doing what? The teaching priests, where there are not, God will not appear. These all, they disappear together.
Aha.
We are on the fourth.
Tewali mateka ga Katonda.
There were no laws of God.
Bali bagobera mateka.
They were following which laws by then? Yes.
Surero runyi batoluwedde yo burunji.
Have we not finished the verse very well now?
So konzire mutulabe.
You repeat for me, we say.
Ebyo mirembe ekyokubiri esula eye 15 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Era ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima era nga talina kabona ayigiriza era nga talina mateeka.
Now for a long time Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law.
Olunyo olwokuna.
Verse 4.
Ne bwe bakyukira Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri nga balabye ennaku ne bamunoonya.
But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Yes. You know, for a long time, you can ask yourself as you sit it. Something they have not measured its seasons. That perhaps these years, think it can take how long? You know, he spoke in Ezekiel.
Katonda amale biro binji nganoya nayimira mu kitulo.
God takes many seasons seek for one to stand in the gap.
Atamulaba.
He does not see them.
He
yes.
Nganoya nakola chi
seeking for one to stand in the gap.
Anayimira nazimba.
And builds.
Katusometulabe.
Let's read we see.
Ezekieli esule ya 22 n'olunyiriri ola 13.
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Nenonya omusajja mubbo eyandiddabirizo olukomera nayimirira mu kitulo ekiwaguddwa mu maaso gange ku lwensi.
And I sought for a man among them that should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Yes. God takes a lot, many seasons, and even gives up to count them. Just seeking for that man who will come as a teaching priest, he manifests God. Yes. There are seasons you can't count. And God just seeks a person to stand for his behalf. There are many seasons. In the
meetings,
there is a lot of toilings there. You've understood me well. Let's repeat this Ezekiel.
Ezekieli esule ya 22 n'olunyiriri olwa 13.
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Nenonya omusajja mubbo eyandiddabirizo olukomera n'ayimirira mu kituli ekiwaguddwa maaso gange ku lwensi nemu okugizikiriza naye nesiraba n'omu.
And I thought for a man among them that should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Yes. He seeks for that man. Or that woman. Who can stand on behalf of God. To manifest God in the world.
If
they call the teaching priest.
And
he is a teaching priest of God. He rarely appears. It takes many seasons.
Wabula,
but
these
seasons is
the Ecclesiastes.
Though the lies overtake 1,000 years ahead,
when
it can take 1,000 years. 1,000 years. When you've not seen that person, and the seasons are just many. True. Even though the lies move ahead of truth. Give me that scripture. Truth comes and overtakes. All you people here, you waited from me still.
Okay, katu choose him. Omulimba, obo mubi ne wawanga le miaka, rukumi emirundi eviri.
Though a wicked outlives 1,000 times 2
child.
He
cannot go in the place of rest
as
a stillborn child.
Falsehood
can outlive for 1,000 years.
And it enters
2,000 years.
But
truth can come one day and it moves ahead of it.
Omubulizi esule yomukaga nolunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6 from verse 3.
Omuntu bwazaala abaana 10 nawangala emyaka mingi, ennaku ez'emyaka gye ne ziba nnyingi, naye emmeeme ye n'etekkuta birungi, era nate n'ataba na kuziikibwa. Njogera ng'omwana omusowole amusinga oyo.
If a man begots 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, and his soul is not filled with good, and also that he has no burial, I say that a stillborn birth is better than he. Verse 4.
Kubanga jira mbutalimu nagendera mukizikiza, n'erinnya lye libikkibwako ekizikiza.
For he comes in with vanity and departs in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Verse 5.
Nate talabanga njuba so tajimanyanga, ono ye aba n'okuwummula okusinga oyo.
Moreover, he has not seen the sun nor known anything. This one has more rest than the other.
Olinyolwomukaga.
Verse 6.
Weewaawo, newankubadde nga awangala emyaka 10 emirundi 2, naye natasanyukira birungi, bonna tebadda mu kifo kimu.
Yea, though he lives 1,000 years twice over, yet he has seen no good. Do not all go to one place?
Hey.
Yes.
A wicked lives
1,000 times 2 years.
That's
a stillborn child gets outwards and they enter heaven. Now it is like this. Wickedness can outlive 1,000 times 2 years. And it takes time. Every day a long time and the true God is not manifested. Praise Jesus much. That you research about it.
Please,
I pass through in the summer. We shall come back to the details when God has given us time. Praise Jesus much. But when they have told you, as
you've
heard, it's read in the 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse
3.
For a long time, those seasons, they bypass 1,000 years, and they multiply times 2. The second point I say, Israel or the church has not a true God. In that time, what is there? Who are present there that they worship them? And
he,
the true God has manifested, how can he be? Praise Jesus, man. For a long time, Israel had not a true God. In that time, there are gods who never created heaven and earth. Jeremiah speaks of them. Let us read, we see.
Yeremia esule yekumi nolunyiriri olwekumi.
Jeremiah chapter 10 from verse 10.
Naye Mukama yekatonda yennyini owamazima, oye katonda omulamu era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ensi ekaakana olw'obusungu bwe, so n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to endure his indignation. Verse 11.
Bwe mutume mba mbagamba nti bakatonda abatakola ggulu na nsi, abo balibula mu nsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes.
Wabeerawo bakatonda abatatonda ggulu na nsi.
There are gods who never created heaven and earth in that moment.
Nga be basinzibwa.
And they are ones they worship. Then the trouble has come.
Now, that's where I have told you
the department,
that the department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth, it has a responsibility to reveal the fullness of God, to manifest the presence of God
and
the works of the living God in the midst of the world. Because if they lack to be there,
then there
will be gods there who will be worshipped. And they get names, they term them as lords. They get a common name that they are lords.
You,
when you hear lords, you may
think
the Lord God of truth. Many times when we greet each other, we usually say, praise him, God the Father. And we separate, differentiate him from the Lord. We say, praise
him,
God, the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ. When
we
say, praise Jesus,
they are
false Christs. When we tell you, praise him, God with the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Christ.
We mean
we understand the true God.
I'll
be trying to show you that right on the earth, those called gods are not your gods. Praise him, God the Father, Father of all spirits. We differentiate from them. And people say, why speak in plural about God? We say, still God is in plural.
He
is in plural. He passed through all, works in all. We have a reason why
we
praise him, God the Father, Father of spirits, all spirits. Because we know Ephesians 4 verse 6, one God, Father of all, is above all, he passed through all, is within all, he is the one we speak of, the true God. When we come say praise him, God, that's not enough. It's not enough. We've not differentiated. Even a touch on a condition. Praise him, God the Father. He who sits above all the heavens and
invests
in the everlasting. And we say, praise him, God the Word, and the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Because we know false Christs.
This is
why I praise the Lord. Wait, what is Lord? The Lords are many.
There's
even the Toro, the Lord in Toro. The Lord. They call him Omukama, Lord. The Catholics speak of him. They say, praise him, the Lord.
He
said, the Toro King. For the works, he works in Toro.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus much. You know, when he speaks in Corinthians, he says, there are poems of Lord and
gods,
even the so-called God. We want out the true God. First Corinthians chapter 8, verse
5.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Let's repeat this. First Corinthians chapter 8 verse
5.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, you will be there. That praise him, the Lord. Praise God. Which God?
tumwawule.
We differentiate him.
Kati abikole ebyo
bamuyita kabona ayigiriza. Call the teaching priest.
Yeja mu nsi n'abagamba abange.
In the world he tells you friends.
Amuyita Katonda kitaffe.
Other is called the Lord God the Father.
Kitawe miyojo
na. Father of all spirits. Of heavens and earth.
So tsi kujja
Katonda yebazi Katonda. Praise God. Which God? Okay.
Hello. Yori,
are you there?
Katonda chigogoyo gera.
God, are you speaking about?
Katonda bagambye biro bingi ngesha Israeli obekkanisa.
A long time Israel church. They had not a true God.
Awakati waliwo Katonda baliwo.
There were your gods who were there.
Era wabadde bayitwa ba Katonda.
There have been those so called gods.
Jiwaliwo ba Katonda banji.
There are many lots.
Muguruli ne lyolengera.
In this heaven is in the earth where we are. Not in the heavens above. Not. That they are even lords. Praise their lords. Which lords? That is not enough.
We need
to know which Lord you speak about.
The
Lord God the Father. Father of all spirits praise him.
Hallelujah.
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 And so as we worship we say amen.
If
the word is an altar of an unknown god,
you
mixed him with the other gods. Lord, are you speaking of? That's why others get
under us.
That people full knowledge.
Full knowledge
of God, people full knowledge. That they even have a way they greet a new style.
They say,
God the word praise him. God the word the son praise him. You think the one we speak of we don't know him? We know him.
We first understood there are
false Christ
many.
We said ours we single him out.
We speak
of God the word of the Son.
Yesu
Christ. Jesus Christ. Praise him much. The Lords are many. But to us we want one. The one true God. He created heaven and earth.
And
when I greet you. God the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord praises. The Spirit of truth. Even the truth is a Christ. And I finish them all. I am beating something.
The
other gods who have beaten those heads. You will reach in heaven.
And you say,
I want to see of the Lord.
Which
Lord do you want to see here?
At least
join Lord of Lords.
We
show you the Lord of Lords. The one we can show you in heaven. The King of Kings.
And
not the King of Kings of this world. We are the real king.
But
we are made
kings.
We are made kings. We are not the King of Kings of the world. The others are shadows of kings. We are the real kings who God saved, who are born of the King of Kings.
Amen.
And we are the Lords. He is the Lord of Lords. God, we don't speak of him like that. Every teaching priest when they come in the world,
you know,
they all disappear from the world.
And
his teaching priests.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish Colossians. Let's get from verse 5 into verse 6.
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5.
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5.
Kuba ne wankubadde nga waliwo abayitibwa ba Katonda oba mu ggulu oba mu nsi nga waliwo ba Katonda abangi n'abakama bangi.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Verse 6.
Naye gye tuli waliwo Katonda omu, Kitaffe omuva byonna, naffe tuli ku bwoyo, ne Mukama waffe omu, Yesu Kristo, abeesaawo byonna, era atubeesaawo ffe.
But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him.
Olinyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Na yo kumanyo okwo tekuli mu bantu bonna. Na ya balala. Kubanga bama nyire bifananyi okutusa kakano. Balia ngechiwele dweli echifananyi. No moyo gwabwe. Kubanga munafu. Gubeira nempitambi.
But there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience about idols unto this hour. It as a thing offered unto an idol. And their conscience being weak is defiled.
Yes.
You know when the loads are there, it's up to them.
We
unto us, we have one God the Father.
That's
so when we tell you, the Lord God the Father, you can even join Father of all spirits. Praise Him. The true God we know. Even our Lord. We know He was the Word. He was with God. And He is God. And He saw God the Word. The Son.
You
know the Word closed flesh. We saw Him as the Son. Even
when
He was named Jesus Christ. Praise Him. That knowledge is not in all people. What do they have in their heads? It means they have other gods in them. They have the altar of the unknown gods.
Spoken in
Acts 17, verse 23-24. What they worship, they do not know it. When they hear a god, let's go. When the teaching priest arrives in the world, he can manifest the true God. It is His work to make the fullness of God be known in the world. To manifest His presence and the works of His hands in the midst of the world. Now look at the priests. The one thing you get angered, but I cannot argue that you're not priests. But you're not priests of the living God. If you were like that, you would have manifested that God. If it's not that, then you have no side, you fall. If you deny other gods to be their priests,
it will
not ever be priests of the living God. Then you have no side, you fold. And God spoke of you, and neither hold nor called. You are called neither hold. Brethren, don't get angered. Why get angered? To tell you the true God. That if you speak praise Him,
say,
the Lord God the Father of all spirits, and
He
joined your mess above the heavens, praise Him.
And
why feel pain if you have no mentality of other gods in that head?
You want
get angered of glorifying your God whom you speak of? As others, those of your home poets who say that they are offsprings of Him. Read the Acts we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esura eyekumi n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ssatu.
Acts chapter 17 verse 23.
Kubanga bwe mbadde mpita ne ntunuulira bye musinza era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa. Kale kye musinza nga temukitegeera nze kye mbabuulira.
For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, Him declare I unto you. Yes. Before an altar. And it's for the unknown God. Other altars were there. But they said, this God is unknown. Now imagine. And a long time. Even God you worship, you do not know Him. It needs a teaching priest.
That
teach you the true God.
Eh?
Yes.
omanye kankuwa kubonera obulaga nga mukaseera ako mubeera temulina katonda
owamazima
ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'ekumi n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ennya katonda eyakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna oyo kubanga ye mukama w'eggulu n'ensi tabeera mu masabo agakolebwa n'emikono
That God, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of the heaven and the earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. If you begin to build buildings, if you say this is the house of God,
as the
teaching priest I understand, the God you have is not a true God. After you build buildings, you say they are the church. That you open the house of God. I understand.
But
if he was a true God,
he would have
told you, I don't live in the temples built with hands. Isaiah 66:1 Heaven this throne. Earth this
footstool.
What house can you build for me? What dwelling place? That you build a pentagon. You.
The sign
show the God you worship.
Either
if you do not know him, you have other gods
who
believe in those buildings that they dwell in them. I see you. Look at the religious people. Why get angered then?
Your
God is in those buildings.
Ah, yeah.
Now don't get angered. Wait. You put the axe down.
We
speak of the true God. Put down that stone. This fight is not of flesh and blood. It's of the principalities.
Darkness
with the light they are fighting. Now you be there. You look at the war, how it progresses. Light. Fight with darkness. Don't intervene yourself. You sit down. Listen just. See darkness and light. Who will win? The sign shows if indeed you have a true God,
he
does not live in temples built with human hands.
You build an entire world
filled with buildings that he lives there. Look to religious people. Look to the Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, Adventists. Look to you born again. Look at them. Look. That
he
built houses of God buildings.
Oh, oh.
My God.
I've
understood
it.
The true God. You don't know where you left him. If you remain with him, then what you worship, you do not know it. Are we together?
Don't
get angered. Someone say now.
Even
that my pastor you be included, I'm not speaking of him, we speak of truth. I don't speak of that your pastor. I speak of truth.
So
I don't want to speak much about people. That's why if you find me in my normal time, I don't speak of these things. Except when the pulpit, I get another problem.
I'm
not speaking of darkness, I have to speak darkness, light and light there. The problem I get is that one. Anytime I'm on pulpits,
but
I don't connect with darkness. I have to strike it badly. It's to know that the fight is begun.
It
had gotten silenced when he was in the pulpit. Now he's come up, we've gone in a fight.
It's
silent down there as we fight it. But when it reached the people, it has supporters.
I don't know which side are you. Let me zero on the side of light.
When,
all of you, even all those on the village, they have raised their hands. Yes. Even those on the city. You know, even when, if one night like dances, when they call night like dances, they don't come out. And you say, if you
know,
dance out this village, come out. Prove to us what you do. Leave me, I can't get out.
And we don't get a cut on the
speak of God. Everyone wambui. Said that is my God. Even
if
our supporters who hate us. By them to our supporters, they speak about us out there. Thank you for preaching to your neighbors about us. When they will come and hear by themselves, any person you speak ill about someone or good, they want to come prove both of them. They have to come prove whether they are a bad person. Yes.
Now
that makes us have our supporters who hate us. They support us in that way. Many people have come here and they say, I hear they speak bad things about you. I have come to prove that myself. A man was created like that. Why they tell them
there,
they say, what is that? They say bomb has exploded. Let me go see whether it has exploded. They have to prove themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But have you seen the signs which prove the true God? You don't have
him.
You build buildings and he's happy. You build his house when you've left these, his holy ones. After he has not a hand built by human hands, he says, you are a temple of God, temple of his spirit. It's you made to be built. You
not
read the first Corinthians 3, verse 16, up to 18. They too read their will. Build the step of
God.
The rest you build there of who? Yes.
But
I have understood you. Let me help you too, you have understood them. You speak to your brethren that you've understood. Yes. Yeah, I know you will be able to spread them far.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus. The first point I've said, God who created heaven and earth, because he's Lord of heaven and earth, he does not live in temples built by human hands. Have you seen shrines?
Yeah.
Yes. Shrines in religions, in different beliefs, in the false salvation, they built a house for God. Have you seen them?
Those buildings
we build to be saved from the cold, heat and the rainfall. Isaiah 4. Verse 5 and 6. And God puts his hand on them, but does not dwell in there.
Hey! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The second reason.
Let's read the second
reason. Verse 25.
Ebikolo by'abatume, esule ye 17, n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 5.
Acts chapter 17, verse 25.
Kyote weerezebwa mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga ekintu.
Neither is he worshipped with men's hands, although he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life
and breath and all things.
Yes.
He's not served with hands as if he's in need. Can you serve God? He has to give gifts. Now, you when you tell me, you serve him in the gift of a father, I straight understand. You do not serve a living God.
God,
where did he give a gift of a father? If he's not served with hands, he gave us a measure of grace of the gift through which we serve him. You serve him in which measure? The father. You serve him with your hands. He's not served with hands as if he's in need. To show that he sent gifts to you. Romans 12. He gave prophets. Ephesians 4. He gave gifts. He's not as if he's in
needs.
What will serve him is he only gives them to you. Yes. Have you seen? Now you serve another God. How do you serve God? With your hands? This is not a shrine. You need to lighten the altar of fire. I see people, they do not worship a true God. I just reach in their place, area, in their synagogue, I look around, and I say, my God. The true God, people stop worshiping him. Even to serve him. If I'm a servant of God, serve him, you serve him how? Me too, I mob the synagogue. With your hands, as which servant? Are you an apostle? A prophet? A pastor? An evangelist? An usher? Bishop? Where do you fall? We don't serve with hands. But those of religion.
There
very big problem there. And they've taken long being like that. They don't have a true God. Now, our brothers, the Muslims, forgive us, don't get
you
the old acts, but wait, we speak together. Me too, I read in the Bible. God is not served with hands. Now, brethren, the Muslim, how do you deserve God? Which gifts do you have? Look at born again. You see that the servant of God, you don't have a gift, not an apostle, pastor, you are not an evangelist, you are not a musician, that you are a servant of which God do you speak about? Are we still together? That can it be taken? Now take that in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want to give you another reason. The third reason. That you
miss.
You see, the true God is not in the people. The third reason. Verse 26. Acts chapter
17,
verse
26. Bweyalagira nayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ezokutuula kwabwe.
And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and bounds of their habitation. Yes.
Katonda wamutegeya tuli kuwa amazima.
Upon which you know we are a true God.
Tasusula mwanga gamani
guno yagajja ku. He does not segregate in nations. He knows he got all from one. These I see in churches.
That
those who are leaders, they are Baganda in church there.
If I find
church there, Baganda, Banyankore, Randis, I
speak
of gods in this place, they have madness with themselves. The true God, things of tribes, nation, he first breaks them away. He
says,
you are all my children. And when they come in Uganda,
Baganda,
they are Baganda, Basoga. You find them in the churches.
Like
that, tribes.
Both
things. If you dare see them,
the true
God has not manifested here very well. God,
he
made you all from one Adam. He knows all. He
does
not segregate. You don't tell him of nations and tribes. That the church of the Randis. You.
And
when you reach here, things of your tribe stop them from here.
And
if you get a child of God and reborn again, things of tribes give up on them. Greet those who are still in them. Tell them, I'm of the holy clan. These I see you, that the Banyankore, they have their prayers on the side. If
it is
to a language we all understand, we speak that one. If you speak what we don't understand, you interpret for us. If you don't interpret, don't speak that here. Me, I show you.
This is not God
of this God of nations. When we pray, you are God of nations. The God of nations. I go to see.
And
I see other gods who habited on this earth. You find a senior pastor. He's of that tribe.
Junior
of that tribe. One of the offerings tithes of that tribe was on the altar of the intercessors.
And you know,
these ones, they are gods. These are demons with these people.
Or
you can't sit on their shrine if you are not of their clan. You cannot sit in their shrine and you lighten their altar and you're not of their clan. Demons begin to riot. This one is of which tribe you brought here. If it's the living God, he said, that is my child, come and serve me. These are tribes put aside. It began in Genesis 11.
When you build a tower of Babel,
I confuse the
towns. But I restored
Acts 2. I gathered you back
on. And Jews spoke
you hard in your native languages. Yes. The signs of the other gods. Let us see another first sign.
Acts
chapter 17 verse 27.
Mpoziba wamante okumulaba ne wankubadde nga tali wala wabuli omu kuffe.
That they should seek the Lord, if perhaps they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Yes. The true God. When we seek for him, he is not of the mountains, not of the valleys. He is right there wherever you are. If you see you climb a mountain, you find him on the mountain, you know you have the sickness of other gods. He is right there. Right there.
You know,
way of seeking him,
Isaiah 34 verse 16,
in the book of the Lord, read, none will lack their mates. The mouth of the Lord spoke and the Spirit gathered. God is not in the mountains. All mountains everywhere is there. Why you fail to see him?
He's
there, but you do not have knowledge. You see men, let's go to the mountain, seek for God. God is on this mountain.
Here,
not there, you one rolling over here. Let's go seek the Lord. He's on the other mountain.
Hey,
you. He's right there. He feels heaven and
earth.
He's there. We seek him in the book. We get knowledge is there. We praise as we see him. Me, I've seen people.
There's a mountain of wizards.
Where
you all climb. But you, my goodness, that I will never do that. No doubt. May I know God. And I don't pretend about that. I know him. And I don't show myself. But that is what I know. I know him.
He
that God is on the other mountain. You know.
But if you
begin that Jesus is here, that in this chamber,
therefore
there will be false Christ there. Those things that is on this mountain, we go sleep on the rocks and he appears to us. What? My God. How do you realize he's this God? When you've not sought in his book. For the Lord's
amen.
Now are you not on the other gods? When I speak of the true gods, in the Proverbs 8, verse 17, he said, love those who love me, those who diligently seek me, they see me. Isaiah 34:16. I'm not saying seek me just like that. Seek in my book.
Yes.
Yes.
Proverbs 8:17.
He loves those who love him.
And
those who seek him diligently, they see him. After he said, don't seek me aimless like that.
Isaiah 34:16
in the book of the Lord.
For
he told us, don't come to Gilgal, you'll not see me there. I'll be there. I'll
work
on the left, right hand. You don't see me. After Jeremiah 29:10-11. When you see me, analyze me. Check, proof whether I'm the one. You go on the mountain, say, God, wait to go. Don't ask me. You know that's a shrine. When you ask demons, they get angered. Who do you ask one time? Demons get angered when you ask them questions. The God of truth say, if you see me, analyze me, perceive me well to prove I'm the one. That is the true God. But the God who visits you once in a year, for example, there's one who visited a couple of years. He has appeared Muhammad once. That's how it is. He has never come back. He doesn't want to be analyzed. In the world. If you want them, be with them. For in the world, they all grow together. The wheat and the tares. Let's all be there. Yes. You'll be there with your religions. We chose out the true God. But on the harvest, we shall prove.
It's
good to fight for God. Anytime you fight on behalf of God, he cannot handle himself. A father sending children to fight for him when thieves have come, then he's a very funny father. And the father hides under the bed. Children, come fight for me.
Whoa.
Now, the true God. Have you seen him? And the pastor tells you, God appeared to me in 2000. And you ask him, he has never come back.
That
does not want to come back. I ask him what is next. He should not appear to me.
It
must be the 7 year heavenly biblical journey. As I ask him, up to now I still ask him. I analyze, perceive him well.
Amen.
If you are God, why not want to be analyzed? That God of the discourse.
You know God of the discourse? You know those who have ever got in discourse can get there a woman you don't have to analyze her much. The discourse lights as you look at her in the morning. And she has a hunchback on the back. And you did see it in the discourse. It's as if she's been slapped with wrinkles.
You
see her in the morning. You shed tears. God who do not allow to
understand.
At the end, when you worship at the end, you follow the problem. You will prove they are not gods at the end. When you check from the body. Now do not wait to that. Get away from the gods of the discourse. You don't analyze the lights which cover every other thing. When God appears to you, he's displaying lights, different funny lights. Tell him you first settle. You are God of order or of confusion. Now these confusing lights, you are display them before me. you are written about 1 Corinthians 14 verse 43. You are not also confusion. What have you begun confusion now? It's for a moment. Bible says for half an hour.
Now,
why go for an hour? You are thundering before me. 1 hour. Somebody say, what is wrong with him? What is wrong with me is knowing truth, which is in the words. That is what happened to me.
God appears
this night. It disappears. You tell him, you remain in your throne. You first come down, then we speak.
It
troubles you, confuse you. How we put there the sun, it displays well the light. The sun was always praying its rays, not settling. We have had sight by now. You it has settled. Its rays come clear. Now you shine when you are clear. You know, when we were in the heavenly
journey,
there were contentions with those who called themselves gods, the fallen angels. And God taught me how to contend with them. In serious contentions, let's see the fifth point. The rest we shall see them.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 17 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 8.
Acts chapter 17 verse 28.
Kubanga mwoyo tubabalamu tutambula tubeerawo era nga bamwabe wamwa bayiya bwe bagamba nti kubanga era tulizadde lye.
For in him we live and move and have our being, as certainly also of your own poets have said, for we are all his offsprings. Yes. God who created heaven and earth, we all are his offsprings. Either we are in him. If he still has buildings, tell him now, we who live in you, how shall we build for you? You should find him with me. You have to build for me. Build for me. I want a big church. It's on 3 acres of land. You tell him you. God who created heaven and earth. We live in Him. We move in Him. We have our being in Him. For Colossians 1, 12 up to 20. Things in heaven and earth are in Him. Which God are you then? You ask Him, God, you've forgotten? You know, Prophet Elijah mocked that God. He's sleeping, perhaps. You think Elijah's haven't we come back? You tell him, God, you've forgotten we are in you.
Because
there are nothing to do. A generation has gone corrupt. It has turned against them. There's no more peace for them. God will never create them of war to you. And God,
I
used to build in my building, my house. Build for me. There are even some people. They have those gods. They were there in that place. That if they are not cooked,
feast for God,
He brings out tongues of people to be outside their mouth.
Ezra.
Yes. They had to cook
feast for God.
When they don't cook, He's angered.
The
children of that money brutes out their tongue from the mouth.
It's
you.
They
ask for their fullness. Animals. If you want to kill it, it's us to decide for you. You
say
offerings and sacrifice didn't love you, gave your son. You forget why you want them now. That is it. Sacrifice and offering was not pleased. He did not. In Hebrews 10 verse 6 downwards. And he set his son in the scroll. He set a body for him. Now, why argue for me a cow?
That
don't slaughter them, Lord. Slaughter in this direction where I am. But gods. Go slaughter 1,000 gods on the mountains. Are they not yours? Leave us this, we reared ourselves. You know, Bible says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
Why?
What plant it on that foundation if it's you, gods?
Apostle innocent.
What is that now? I've seen it.
The
kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but peace and joy. Why? That God, they didn't cook for him.
He
pulls out tongues of people. Those are shrines. They don't bring their stubbornness as Satan on us. I add another sign. Let us read this one. The rest I'll speak of them later.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula y'17 n'olunyiriri olw'21.
Acts chapter 17 verse 29.
Kale bwe tuli ezzadde lya Katonda, tekitugwanira kulowoozanga nti Katonda afaanana zaabu oba ffeeza oba jjinja ebyolebwa n'obukabakaba n'amagezi g'abantu.
Therefore then, as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the deity is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by the art and man's device. Yes. Now you're born again.
You build
the house that Jesus has risen for you. Who tells you Jesus is equal to gold? The living God. So equal to gold. Neither silver. Neither any graven stone.
Now,
if I see you,
when
you get a car, when you see God has arisen for you, when you build a house, I know you are God's of Indians, 4,000 of them in your hands.
Or
they form them in gold, put them here. I see many born again don't have a true God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I sang Jesus.
Never say yes, sir.
He has manifested for me.
I love you, Sidra Gent.
Don't you say a car?
Era?
I have a car.
Nina emotoka temuchirava.
It is a Prado.
Yeah, yeah, Prado.
That's Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You're joking.
Ogwe.
You.
You
know God.
He
loves me
much.
I am his son.
He's
given me a BMW.
Which means
Chichegeza.
B for
B.
M.
W. Mwana wangu.
Area Fuji.
That's stubbornness. God, it's good to part me from your generations.
Now in Sabakwa,
you two are asked to separate you from generation of those men and those women. You see God in gold and silver.
Aha.
Our next reason, they say there's no teaching priest. Let's speak of the teaching priest. You know a teaching priest, he moves with God who teach how to profit. Sure. A teaching priest
moves
with the God who teach how to profit. And he
shows
us the way we have to go. They cannot call him a teaching priest. And he's not with a teaching God who teach how to
profit.
For God first teaches him.
And he says,
go teach the people. I want you to work together with me.
Teach
people they understand me the true God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our
third point.
Those
we broke from 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3. We said they didn't have a teaching priest. Because the teaching priest
was
with God who teach how to profit.
And show
you the way we have to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when he speaks in Malachi chapter 2, verse 7, he speaks like this.
Malachi esure yokubiri, norunyiriri olomusanvu.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
Malachi esure yokubiri, norunyiriri olomusanvu.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
Kubange mimwajia kabona, jandinywezezo okumanya. Eleva andino nyeza mateka mukamwake.
For the priest's lips should preserve knowledge, and they should seek the law from the mouth, and they should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
He,
yes,
he
is the messenger of God.
He
must be having knowledge.
Before
I go break down that issue, because time which is moving fast, I want us first get back in Chronicles.
2
Chronicles chapter 15. In the verse 3 we see.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri, esule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Era ebiro bingi, Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza.
Now for a long time, Israel has been without a true God and without a teaching priest and without the law. Yes.
It's
a long time as we've seen it.
About 2 years.
Yes. And they do not have a true God.
It's
what's brought a problem. They do not have a teaching priest. And there are no laws. Because the teaching priest,
he
moves with the God who teaches. God
saying
in Isaiah 48, verse 17, he speaks like this. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17.
Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama omununuzi wo omutukuvu wa Isirayiri, tinze Mukama Katonda wo akuyigirize okugasa, akulembera mu kkubo lyoba oyitamu.
Thus there is the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Yes. When you read 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3, that for a long time Israel or the church, they had not a true God. They had no teaching priest. They had no laws.
But
we handle the aspect of the teaching priest, we go back in the Isaiah 48 verse 17, I am God who teach you how to profit. I show you the way you have to go. It means the priest sent to teach
have
to first meet with God to teach how to profit and show us the way we have to go. Some of the issues why God himself had to pick me, take me the heavenly journey, that moving in the Bible, to study in sea and to know the real life of the Bible, how it is.
For me,
I was not taught by man, I will not deceive you. All who claim taught me can come out in the children of men. Refuse you, you can come out. When you come out, I first sit down, I rest, and you start from where I've ended. I've gotten a point to rest. Praise Jesus much.
2
Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3.
In
long time Israel had not a true God. It has not a teaching priest. It has no laws. The meaning, not being there of a teaching priest, the teaching priest of God, God is not going to appear. For God, he first appears to that priest and teach him how to profit. Tells him, let's go work together and we teach the nations. In there is where rise all gifts. And they are taught and they are trained very well. That's why Satan knew. And he said, this if I leave them a teaching priest, I will find a problem in the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, worker of miracles, all gifts as called of God, if they dare get a teaching priest. That's why the office was beaten immediately. In the church.
Ah.
We no more heard of it.
But
God, because we are being revived and we are being restored, some of these he restores. It's the department of the teaching priests. Their main responsibilities.
You
see that they manifest the fullness of God, the presence of God, and the works of his hands. Praise Jesus much. Because when we've heard, in a long time Israel had not a true God, it has not a teaching priest. But we've understood that this teaching priest first meets with God who teach how to profit. The only God who can teach to profit. That he does, he tells us. If we fail to sit in the council of his words, there's nothing we're going to profit.
We
are going to teach things which never profit. That took me 7 years.
As
he sat me down teaching me. As we analyze his words. In Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 18.
Mukama Ani yali yetegereza ekigambo kyange n'akiwulira.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his words? Who has marked his word and heard it? Yes. You know when you sit there, where God takes counsel of his words,
he
takes you time to analyze them, you mark them, you perceive them. After, he sends you in verse 22, and he says this, Jeremiah 23:22.
Era bandibakyusizza okuleka ekkubo lyabwe bbi n'obubi obw'ebikolwa byabwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. After you sit in the counsel of God's words and you analyze, perceive them well, you understand them. What follows to proclaim to others to leave their evil ways and evil works. But in verse 32 he says, upon which you see priests are not there, they begin to teach when they do not profit. And they have not been able to meet with God. Let's read, we see.
Behold, I am against them.
That prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness, yet I sent them not, not commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, saith the Lord. Yes.
There's
nothing they profit.
Fail
to meet with a God who teach how to profit.
Verse 33 he says these words below.
And when these people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask you, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? You shall then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. Yes. Prophets, priests who ask, they begin to say that serving God is a burden. And he says, just them. For if you had studied the counsel of God's words and it teach you how to profit, it fills you with the light of knowledge,
it
brings you the fullness of God. Because the priest, after he's filled in him knowledge, he can manifest the fullness of knowledge of God. That's how we began here in Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. As he says this, Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
Kubanga emimwa gya kabona gyandinywezezza okumanya.
For the priest's lips should praise up knowledge, and they should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Yes. The mouth of the priests.
The
level B teaching priests ought to have priests of knowledge.
And
people seek for the laws from their mouth. For they say for a long time, Israel had not a true God. They have not a teaching priest. They have no laws. After this priest disappears,
then
knowledge of God and His glory, they never appear. After God commands light of knowledge to shine in darkness, first fills it in that teaching priest, and He sends him fill in other vessels. Yes.
kubanga kama kabona wa maro kajuzamo
kumana after he fills the mouth of priest with
knowledge
he's the one who commandates light to shine in darkness light of knowledge of glory of God that treasure he put in the vessel of clay
first
gets a vessel he loads it. Someone is saying now still apostle preaches about himself. I preach of God. I preach of God and his ways which manifest his works. Is it not that?
What
tell you he calls us all once he makes us vessel once yet you two you sat down there. Is not that?
Atudde kubanga yasobola okuntika
okumanya oko for a loaded knowledge in me I offload put in your vessel.
Aha.
Sure.
Wow.
Is there not that?
We wow.
Kadusome bakolisi ekyokubiri.
Let's read 2 Corinthians.
Abakolisi ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyeka mitima jaffe okuleeta omusana
for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse
7.
But we have this treasure in earthly vessels that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. Yes. When God commands light of knowledge to shine in darkness, light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ. That treasure gets put in the vessel of clay. Praise Jesus much. Much power comes from him and not from us.
Means
if treasure of knowledge manifests and we see of fullness of God,
our
manifests his presence.
We
see the marvelous works of his hands. After knowledge is put in the
hands
of
God,
much power manifests his presence.
Does
the works of his hands. And then we see it. That's why we are in the church. We yearn for the presence of God. We yearn for his power. Power has not appeared. Others have gone under the ocean. They have brought powers of darkness. But the trick is one. We need a teaching priest and he was taught of God filled in him light of the full knowledge of God and the much power he has prepared it after
he
offloads his vessel from his vessel puts many vessels the power of God shows presence it manifests come from him and not from us which does his marvelous works. Praise Jesus much. You know the fullness of God we had been waiting for it. Teaching priest before he appears. Teaching priest for usually not one. We shall see they appear seven. Different responsibilities we shall see. This department we are not to finish it today. It's not easy. It's a bit broad. We shall give it another service on Wednesday.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 up to
19.
Responsibility that we bring the full knowledge of God. People to reach the fullness of God. And they know him in the breadth, in the length, in the depth, in the height. Let's read, we see.
Ephesians
chapter 3, verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mitima jamwe oroku kiriza.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love,
mulyoke muweebwe amaanyi okkwatanga n'amagezi awamu n'abatukuvu bonna obugazi n'obugulumivu nti obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi bwe biri
may be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is the breadth and the length and depth and the height.
N'okumanya okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa mulyoke muweebwe obujjuvu bw'obwa Katonda bwonna
and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Yes.
Omanyi kabona ayigiriza
the teaching praise
olw'okuba aba atuukiridde Katonda n'amuyigiriza
because he's reached to God and he's taught him.
Aba alina okulabika ng'asobola okulabisa obujjuvu bwa Katonda.
He must be able to be manifesting the fullness of God.
Okubeerawo kwa Katonda,
the praises of God,
n'emirimu gy'emikono gye egy'ekitalo wakati
mu nsi, the marvelous works of his hands in the midst of the world.
Kubanga alina okubamanyisa obuwanvu,
he has to make them know the breadth,
obugazi,
the length,
okukenya wansi,
the depth,
n'obugulumivu bw'obwa Katonda,
and the height of God.
Era bwe tunaaba tulaba ku divisions ezirimu,
and when we shall see of divisions in there,
mubeeramu balina otandika otunnyonnyola lwaki Katonda yentandikwa.
They have to begin explain us why God is the beginning,
era enkomerero,
and the end,
okusooka,
the first,
era okusemba,
and the last,
era lwaki tugamba ye Alpha
and Omega. Why say is the Alpha and Omega?
Kibeerawa.
And where does that exist?
Waliwo we tulina okunnyonnyola lwaki Katonda ye butaggwaawo.
This is where we have to explain why God is the everlasting.
Ngususe.
When you've gone beyond the beginning, that's why I have said
division,
this division is still moving on.
Department,
this department of the teaching priests. Still have to get explained the fourth point. And there's no laws. In that time, what is there? There are human commands. And humans get them from Satan. Those in there keep the commands of God, they are in fights of Revelations 12.
So
Satan came to fight all who keep the commands of God and the testimony of Jesus. Now the priest has to first come back and is planted in lightnings in all of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So tujja kuba tutandikira
unaku ulio lwo. So we shall start from there the other Wednesday.
Okusobola okulaba.
To be able to see. Those four issues and we finish them. In the long time, we have understood both seasons. Israel or the church has not the true gods. Which other gods were there? Which signs show? You have seen there. Is it not that? They have no teaching priests. What did they have? And what were they doing? Teaching priests responsible of what? If you've seen his thought of God and is sent to the people. And he works with God to teaching the people. Praise Jesus much. Up to the fullness of God. And they know the breadth. And they know God in his breadth. Even the length. Even the depth.
And
in the heights. In the height we go to the everlasting. All you are going to know them. That is the department of the teaching priests. Other times, that why we are not lost there. What is there in that time? There are human commands. Teach human doctrines are things to keep. And them to get them from Satan. And the Colossians speak of them. And they hold on to those things they saw. Even in laws. Worshiping the fallen angels. We shall see them. After finishing that. We still have to see. The promise of filling the world with knowledge.
kyekimu kubikomesezaawo
department department of teaching priests in the world.
Kubanga ekisuubizo kya Katonda nyeserejula okumanya Mukama.
Promise of God is the world who feel knowledge of God and his glory. As the waters cover the sea.
So tulina okumanya ekisuubizo ekyo.
So we have to know that promise.
Then oluvannyuma.
Then after.
Tujja kutula mu division
musanvu. Break out seven divisions.
Leba kabona musanvu.
And the seven priests. Responsible manifest the fullness of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Head
to next services. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God,
who is based
in the third heaven,
and
the heavens and earth,
as
the second Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 to 4, as in the Matthew 28, verse 18,
we
give him glory and honor. Up to today,
yes,
Jesus the good one.
So
make your disciples
which
only commanded
for
us together with us up to the end.
We
thank you for his presence. Thank the Holy Spirit for his presence in the Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Between
Matthew 18 by 19 up to 20,
when
two three gather for your sake, you are a presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being here. Passing your Holy Spirit.
Father,
thank you for your presence. Passing the Holy Spirit. Thousands of angels.
You
pass through right now. To treating us. To heal us. To feed us. To fight for us. To renew us. To
seal
our visions. Our teachings. In the visions. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.